May 2, 1938. How the divine will constantly asks for the human will to be able to say, "You did not deny me anything, so neither can I deny you anything." How it forms its little sea of love in the divine ocean. The creation. The sweet enchantment of the manifestation of God's love toward creatures. My flight continues in the divine will. Oh! How surprising it is to see it asking continuously for the human will in order to make it into one of its marvels of love. How touching to see that a divine fiat asks the creatures for their human wills. My sweet Jesus, in seeing me so moved, came back for his short little visit, and all goodness said, "My daughter, it is always our love that, with irresistible strength, pushes us toward the creature to say, in the attitude of asking as if we needed her, 'You loved me, and I love you. You gave yourself to me and I give to you.' Now, you must know the extent of our love. Every time we ask for her will and she gives it, she also gives us lives for as many times as she gives us her will. So, to give her the opportunity and credit, we remain always in the act of asking her to give us her life not once but as many times as we ask her. Do you think it's nothing that the creature can then say, 'I gave you many lives,' not once but thousands of times for as many times as you asked me? And we not only love her with twofold love for each time she gave us her will, deserving it again every time, but we feel more glorified and loved, for as many lives as she gave us. This is nothing other than the exuberance of our love, the keenness, the stratagems, excesses and follies of our operating love that just can't stop finding ever new ways to deal with the creature. To be able to say, 'This many times we asked for her will and she never denied it. We can refuse her nothing.' Isn't this an insuperable sign of love that only a God can make? Further, our love never stops. We always try to keep the creature within us. As she loves our will, we let her own little sea of love be formed in the immensity of our ocean of love, in order to feel her love inside of ours loving together with ours. It will be smaller, we know, since created love can never reach the creative one, but our content is unspeakable in seeing her loving inside our love, and with our love. A detached love, separated from us, could never please or hurt us. It would just lose the best of love itself. So, every time she loves us in our fiat, her tiny sea of love keeps growing in our divine ocean, and we feel more glorified and loved in seeing the growth of our creature's love. After this, I was doing my rounds in the creation to trace all the acts done by the divine will. And my sweet Jesus added, "My blessed daughter, creation is the sweetest enchantment of our love manifested toward creatures. There is the blue of the sky with its stars, the bright sun, air, wind and sea always fixed, never moving, telling man of our incessant love. Then, on the ground, there are flowers, plants, trees, tiny grass, and each of them has the voice, motion and love life of their creator, even the most tiny blade of grass to tell everybody the love story of the one who created them. It seems that things created in the earth die, but it's not true. Rather, they rise again, to be even more beautiful. This is nothing other than the new resurrection of God's love toward creatures. While they seem to be dying in order to give a sweet surprise of love, their eyes again more beautiful. And God puts the new enchantment of blooming and fruits under everybody's eyes, to be loved. One can say that each flower and plant carries the kiss, the I love you of its creator to the one who is looking at it and takes it. This is why our supreme love expects that, in everything, the creature recognizes us and sends to us her I love you, but we wait in vain. In all created things our supreme being manifests our power, wisdom, goodness and the order of our love. And we give it to man so that he may love us with powerful, wise, all good love, being himself the image of our divine love. All this can be received by the one who lives in our will, since we can say that she lives from our own life. On the other hand, outside of our will, love is weak, wisdom is insipid, goodness turns into defects, order into disorder. Poor creature, without our will, how we pity her. Furthermore, loving our creature incessantly, we want to find in her unceasing love. But when she doesn't love us, she forms big gaps of love in her soul, and our love, unable to find itself in those gaps, does not know where to lean. It remains suspended, goes wandering, runs flies, not finding who would receive it. It shouts, in agonizing pains, I am not loved, I cannot find one who loves me. Then he added, in a more tender tone, Dearest daughter, if you knew the extent of my love for the soul who lives in my will, you would love me so much that your heart would burst from joy, and your love and my love would consume you, devour you for pure love of me. Now, you must know that my divine will gathers all that the creature living in it does. Nothing done in my fiat can leave, but remains in our fields of light, and my will delights in picking up motion, breathing, steps, words and thoughts, all that she has done in our volition to incorporate it in our own life. If I didn't do so, our life would miss that breath, motion, everything the creature did in our will. They are really parts of our life, so we feel the need for them to continue their breathing, moving and walking inside ours. Therefore, we call the creature to live in our will, breath, heartbeat, motion and love. We are neither able nor do we want to detach ourselves from even a breath of one who lives in our will. It would be as if our life were torn away. As she moves, breathes and so forth, my will puts on a festive air and keeps gathering all that the creature does loving her, as if it would contribute to form breath and motion in the creature, and, at the same time, as if the creature would give breath and motion to God. These are the excesses and the inventions of our love that is only happy when it can say, what I do she does, as we move, sigh and love together. Then we feel the happiness, glory and appreciation for our creative work, which returns all love into our divine womb, as it came out, in a fire of love from our paternal bosom.